This would be the Art Drysdale vignette, starting tuberous begonias, number 1321. Right now is the time to get your tuberous begonias restarted indoors. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Details about the tubers and the plants after this. 3, 2, 1. Tuberous begonias are those lovely, large-flowered, prolific plants that bloom continuously throughout the summer in both sun and part shade. They grow from circular brown tubers available in garden centers now, or perhaps you kept yours over the winter. In any case, now is the time to get them started for this year's garden. To do this, first soak the tubers in a weak solution of soluble fertilizer for 24 hours. Then plant them, concave side up, that's important by the way, concave side up, in a mix of 1/3 peat moss, 1/3 sharp sand, and 1/3 tropical planter soil. Now, if you have some leaf mold available, you may add some of that as well. The medium in which you start your tubers is not all that important. Straight peat moss would do. Plant them no deeper than 1 centimeter below the surface in a plastic or wooden flat and place them about 2 centimeters apart in the flat. They should not touch each other. Place the flat in a sunny window of the home, and once the plants have 2 or 3 leaves, you should apply a soluble fertilizer about every 2 weeks. Once the plant have a half dozen or more leaves and are starting to crowd one another, it's time to transplant each tuber to a separate 4 or 5 inch plastic pot. Use the same growing medium you used originally if it was a mix. If you use straight peat moss, mix about 1/2 tropical planter soil or garden soil with the peat moss for the mix in the pots. After transplanting, shade the foliage for a day or two. I'm Art Drysdale.